That concludes our agenda in full. I will take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
You love doing that motion.
Right.
Is there a second?
Are we doing CDR?
No, that's part of the financial report, so that's why.
Mayor, we are also we are doing the CDR.
Oh, I didn't see it as a separate line item on the agenda.
So
I move that we move into CDR. I mean,
I'll second.
Okay, so we moved into CDR.
Now we do.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay. Okay. What do we need to do there, Brad?
Okay. So. So every year, the state requires that redevelopment agencies prepare an annual report and present that annual report and then also distribute that to various agencies. So this is just a presentation of that annual report for our CDRA. And so just quickly, so you can see the process that we go through. We'll come back to that later. The CDRA establishes what we call project areas, and you can establish as many project areas as you want. Our CDRA, which is the Community Development and Renewal Agency, has only established one project area, and it's called the 42 West Main Street Project Area, and it essentially includes the property for the Ridley's Family Market. So you can see the area that is outlined in orange. That is the project area. So it includes the store, the parking, and then the entryways. And so then this is just an outside view of the market. So what you do in this circumstance is you establish a base value for the property. So what the property was valued at prior to its development. And we did that. It was established in 2007, 1.82 acres, and the value was put at $571,200. The current assessed value for 2017, including the building and improvements, is almost $2.4 million. So then what we do is we take the difference between the two, and that is what we use as the value for the property and what we return the property taxes on. So we don't return it on the full $2.3 million, but we return it on the $2.3 minus the $571,000. And that's called tax increment, or the tax increase value.
So we do keep some sales tax revenue. I don't think
correct.
I caught this the last time it was presented to me.
Yeah, correct. So we keep the real property tax revenue on the $571,200.
That's property tax revenue, not sales tax revenue.
Correct.
Yeah.
So sales tax all gets turned back.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's the difference there.
So, okay.
So then the agreement that we have is that $1.2 million in tax incentives, or taxes essentially, will be returned to the store or 15 years lapses, whichever comes first. And this year the state required that we put an actual date on when that 15 years would lapse, and that is March 3rd, 2025. So whichever comes first, we return $1.2 million in taxes or 15 years passes. And originally Wasatch County contributed, but there was a clause in their contribution agreement that if the store ever sold, they could discontinue their participation, and they chose to do that when it was sold to Ridley's Family Markets. And Wasatch County District completed its contribution. Their agreement said 5 years. And so right now, no other taxing entities other than Midway City are participating.
And just to clarify on that, the $1.2 million total is now only chipped away at by Midway City.
Correct.
And Brad, just for the members of the public that are hearing this for the first time, like I did, how long have we been doing this?
So then, let's go to the next slide. So then quickly, the taxes that the city returns to Ridley's, it's sales tax, resort community tax, real property tax, and personal property tax. And then the next slide. So we started in 2010, and it showed how much that year the city returned, the county returned, the district returned, which was a total of almost $67,000. And then you can go and you can see each year it increased to 80, 81, 95, 90. And then you see the contributions from the other entities discontinuing. So then it drops down to 71, 71. And then in 2016, calendar year 2016, it was 76,000. Go to the next slide. And then this shows the funds received from the taxing entities through calendar year 2017. So Midway City, a little over 500,000. The county was 60. The school district was 74 for a total of 634,000, 635,000. And then the remaining. So if we were to say, you know, take the 634,000 out of the 1.2, then it would leave 565,000 that could be returned. And then calendar year 2018, year to date, so far we have returned a total $691,385 to the various owners of the grocery store. So that just gives you an idea of where we are at right now. You can see how it's divided up among sales, resort, real property, and personal property tax. The vast majority for the city has been the sales and then the resort tax. And then the real property and the personal property tax is very small.
And that's the total from inception until year to date now?
Yes.
So clearly we'll be paying, we'll hit the 15 years before we hit the 1.2 million.
Correct. Correct. Are there any other questions? I did include the full report in your packet. It's also on the city's website. And so anyone can look at that. And the requirements of that report are very specifically indicated in state code. And so that's what I followed when I did that report. It's very specific on what we have to include in that report.
And Brad, maybe you said this, but I was thinking through some other things. So if you said this and I'm restating, I'm sorry. But again, the high level point of this community redevelopment thing is that what CDRA stands for?
Yes.
It's basically to encourage a business to, I mean, the idea of it is to encourage a business to come in and get established in your city to provide services where maybe it wouldn't have done it without the encouragement. So that's kind of the point of it. The downside is that there is loss of revenue for all those years because the city encouraged the business by giving them back the tax revenue. And then there is some risk, too, that the business may not stick around afterward.
Yes.
So that's just some high-level stuff.
And then I would add one additional item to that. When we looked at this, we saw the grocery store as not just a business, but an anchor business, a business that would hopefully then encourage other businesses around it. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say if it has done that, but there is a bank that has come in close to that afterwards. There are a couple of other businesses that have come in near that. But the idea was that we were trying to encourage an anchor business that would then encourage other businesses, that would create a synergy where other businesses would come in.
And I would also add, it's hard to look at all the revenue we're not getting to keep. But on the other hand, that's sales tax revenue that wouldn't have been there had that business not been there. So, you know, there's that side to look at too, that that you're giving away something that you wouldn't have had in the first place.
Correct.
So
may I ask one more dumb question and you can tell me I'm dumb?
So goody.
Essentially they tell us each year what they make and we give them that money back, correct? In that area that you specified?
Okay.
The state pays it to us.
Yes.
So we go back to them.
Okay, so here's my question. Do any of those values reported include the gas station that is also owned by Ridley's and across the street?
Yeah, I never asked that either.
So, that is a very good question. The previous owners...
Oh, you're not dumb, Jeff. That's a good question.
The previous owners separated the two in their tax reporting.
Mm-hmm.
The current owners do not separate the two. So, what I have to do is they give me the percentage each month of what was the convenience store and what was the grocery store, and I factor that into how much we return to them.
So we don't return the convenience store and gas station sales
correct.
Tax?
Correct. We keep the convenience store portion and we return the grocery store portion.
Okay.
But they report the two to the state tax commission together, so then I have to, each month, they then send me the information saying that this percentage was for the grocery store and this percentage was for the convenience store.
Okay, so as long as that's being accounted for,
yes,
we're good. I was thinking if it wasn't being accounted for, there may be a way out of this agreement. But
yes, so that is being accounted for. And then we also have minutes for the CDRA that need to be approved.
I move we approve those minutes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I move to come out of CDRA.
I second it.
I know, this whole CDRA thing. Okay, I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are out of CDRA. I will now take a motion to adjourn.
City Council meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Brad, did I do it wrong again?
So I actually did it differently. So after we had our Board of Equalization a month or so ago, Corbin indicated to me that it would be better to, rather than to have one meeting inside of another meeting,
adjourn
the City Council meeting and then go into the CDRA meeting.
Okay.
And that
we
was,
did the double duty.
That
so
was
moved.
The more appropriate
way to do
everything.
It.
Okay, next time I'll know how to do that.
We just moved to do it that way.
Hey, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you all for your participation.
Does Ridley's own the buildings?
How are you?
Did
good.
Water,
so I'm wondering.
Thank you, Josh, for being here.
Did they water sell to them?